Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Showing Up Solo. Today, I am joined by the amazing Sarah McDowell, and we're going to be talking about podcast monetization and how to turn your listeners into a revenue stream. Sarah is a serial podcaster, co-founder of the West Midlands Podcast Club, along with the amazing Rachel Botfield, Showing Up Solo's famous podcast manager. And she's the SEO manager for the podcast hosting platform, Captivate. So really quite the resume and quite the authority figure to have on the episode today for this topic. Sarah, thank you so much for coming. Would you like to let everyone know a little bit more about yourself?
I would love to. And thank you for that very warm welcome. You've made me blush.
Aww.
So yes, indeed, my name is Sarah. And I think you covered basically all my credentials there. I absolutely love podcasting. So like you said, I'm a bit of a serial podcaster. I definitely caught the podcasting bug. So the SEO Mindset is actually my fourth podcast.
Wow.
I started my first ever one back in 2018. And that was called SEO SAS.
Okay.
And we were kind of like playing on, so SAS is like the army rank people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were kind of playing on that because me and my co-host were the G.I. Janes of the SEO world. and it was special answering service. So that was fun. And yeah, and I just really enjoyed podcasting so much. And it's just, it's been quite interesting because every time a podcasting show has come to an end, because all of the podcasts that I've done, I've co-hosted with someone else. So as they've naturally come to an end, mostly my co-host being like, I'm really sorry, I just can't fit this in anymore, which is fine. Life happens. But what's been really awesome is a new project and a new podcast has come about every time one has shut down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've worked in digital marketing for around 10 years, specialized in SEO. So I'm currently at Captivate, which is a podcast hosting platform. I actually used Captivate before working for them. So that was like a weird transition. You know, when you use and love a tool and then you end up working for them. Like I'm saying, like, you know, like it's common that lots of people are doing
well, you know. No. I can imagine that was really, really helpful because you're coming from a user's perspective. You probably had a good view, because I think that's a problem when you work for a company. If it's a program you don't use on a regular basis, you don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. And then other bits and bobs. Technically I can call myself an international speaker. So I'm based in the UK, and a couple of years ago at Podcast Movement, I did a talk.
Wow.
So, you know, there's my international speaker sort of name there. But I've done a few talks at other conferences across the UK online and in person, been on different podcasts and stuff. And yeah, and I'm technically a book author as well. I love how I'm saying technically when I should just own it.
Like, girl, own it.
I am. So I've co-authored 3 books now. So where...
That's 3 freaking books. Like,
I've not written the whole, let me just do my caveat here. So the books are sort of a roundup of a lot of different SEO experts sort of thing. So there is Majestic SEO in 2024 and 2023. So the predictions of what SEO is going to look like and what we should be focusing on. And then another book was In-house SEO Success, where it's, again, they reach out to SEO experts for their opinion. So yeah, so wow. There you go. There's a little bit about me, I suppose.
Wow. So yeah, obviously the right person to have on the show today.
Hopefully.
I know we've got you in to talk about revenue for your podcast, but I'm going to have to cut you back in to talk about SEO strategies for podcasting now as well, obviously.
I'd be happy to, because I feel like that is such a People are talking about it, but it feels a bit untouched at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, there could be more education and more talks. But anyway,
I love to encourage people to do podcasts or video podcasts, especially because of the SEO benefits. Because if you're writing a blog, okay, that's great, and you're getting SEO one way. But if you take a podcast and you convert it into blog, now you've got like double the SEO. And then if you also put it on YouTube, which is like, I think one of the third or second largest search engine out there, next to like with Google being the first, obviously, now you've got like three times the SEO, because you're getting the same, you're answering the same question in like three different places. So the chances of someone 100%. Finding your content
and
is
just
so much
to
higher.
And just to add to that as well, like, you make a really good point that people kind of forget that YouTube is a search engine in itself. You've got millions of people going to YouTube and asking it questions, just like Google. But also, Google is always mixing up what it shows on its results pages for users. Do you know what I mean? So how many times have you seen video carousels pop up from YouTube answering a query? How do you get there? You need to be on YouTube. So it 100% makes sense. It's all about discoverability, isn't it? Because there's loads of different ways that people can come across your podcast that isn't just open up your preferred app, Spotify for me.
Yeah.
Listen, do you know what I mean? Search that way. So yeah, I would happily come on to talk about that.
Okay. Well, everyone, if you're listening, make sure you comment and beg me to have Sarah back, and we'll push her to the top of the list. But let's get to the topic in mind, because actually we were chatting about this before we got on the call, because you've recently brought in some sponsors for your podcast. And so that's a subject, because I always encourage podcasting as like a marketing form, like as basically like a well of content. You know, you produce this long form piece of content and then you chop it up and make all the smaller content. But so like, I always see it as like a marketing tool. But you can actually make money from it as well. It can sort of become a self-funding marketing tool.
100%, 100%. And I'm just mindful, because when we talked before coming on, I was like, we've just got sponsorship. But then I realized that the title was Making Money From Your Listeners. So there is... But
no, it doesn't have to be listeners. Because, I mean, your listenership, like how big your listenership, will also affect the best... sponsorship, right? Because they're part of the marketing, you know.
And whilst sponsorship is a great avenue that you can explore, and I'm going to let everyone in on a secret, you really don't need as many listeners and downloads as you probably think. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need thousands. I think sometimes as podcasters, as independent creators, we end up comparing ourselves to the big shows that have a lot of resource, a lot of money behind it, have big names, famous people. And we compare ourselves to that and we're like, we don't have that numbers. Why would a sponsor want to invest in me? When in actual fact, you've got to think about it the other way. You are an independent creator. Yes, your audience might be smaller, but they're probably going to be more engaged. You've probably created a really lovely community around your podcast. And this community of people, because you engage with them outside of the podcast on social media, you've got an email list, you do them shout outs on the podcast, they trust what you say. Like, you've got that kind of connection with them. So then what you can offer to sponsors is, yes, while I don't have 50 billion, I know that's a ridiculous number to go with, but whilst I don't have like X amount that's comparable to this show, what I can offer you is engaged. And I bet you sponsored would rather engage listeners that are actually gonna, so the community that we've built up around the SEO Mindset podcast, the times that me and Tasman, my co-host, the times that we advertise a product or we promote a product or we recommend a product, people are going to check it out because they trust us. They trust what we're saying. We trust what they're selling. And also what you've got to remember as well is there is such a gap between like numbers when it comes to downloads and stuff. So there's a stat somewhere that I will find it. And then if you want to link to it in the show notes or whatever, because I'm not very good at like remembering stats just as they were, but it was something like, to be in the top 50% of podcasts, you need to get more than 100 downloads in your first 7 days.
Okay, wow.
So we're not talking crazy numbers, but that just goes to show like how there's such a disparity, if that's the right word, if I've just
disparity.
I don't know. I've just gone for a big word and I'm like,
I'm the wrong person to ask with my dyslexic brain. So
a gap. Basically, there's a gap between like, you know, what it is to be in the top 25, what it is to be in the top 50. And it's not, again, it's, you don't need crazy numbers because yeah, like independent and smaller shows, we don't get as many downloads and listens as like, I don't know. I mean, Joe Rogan, I know everyone talk that that's the go-to podcast to say as an example, right? But he gets millions, trillions, you know what I mean? So
So we've talked sponsorship. What other ways can you monetize your podcast? Like we've heard about platforms, or maybe my listeners haven't, but there's things like Patreon and ads and stuff. So what other ways do you recommend or have you tried?
So Patreon is a great resource. So that's like a membership, isn't there? So you would say, okay, if you're a member of the SEO Mindset and you pay, let's say £5 a month, you get some special perks. So paying members, they get early release episodes. So let's say episodes are generally released on a Thursday. If they're a payment day, if they're a paying member, they may get it on a Monday. Maybe another perk is additional content. Maybe another perk is they can vote on what topics to talk about next. Do you know what I mean? So memberships with your listeners and your community is a great way because yes, you're asking for money from them, but you're delighting them at the same time. You're offering them more. And there's also like this inclusivity kind of vibe to it as well. Like if you're a paying member, you get like all of these perks.
Yeah.
And Patreon's a great resource and a great place to what you can use. Captivate actually has that inbuilt in its platform. So what's really good about that is it's so much more easier to manage then because it's all within the platform. When you publish your episode, you just say, for example, one of your perks is early access. Yeah. You just click early access and then you say, okay, this goes out on my live feed on a Friday, but it's only private. Do you know what I mean? So it's just much more.
So anyone, it's no extra work for you. It's just one extra button that you push. And then...
Yeah. And it's one less tool that you have to use as well, because Captivate basically does the same thing as Patreon does. So you've got the membership. There's also tips, one-off donations. So an example of that is Buy Me a Coffee. And again, Captivate has that built in the platform, same sort of concept, just use the one. And then also what's cool about that is if someone's giving you a one-off donation, it's not as committed as a membership. So say for example someone doesn't know if they can commit to £5 a month, but they're happy to give you a one-off payment of a fiver, it's less commitment, and you can include a message when they tip or donate, and you can read that message out. So you could be like, thank you Hannah for giving us a donation, and here's your message, sort of thing, and you read it out. So tips is a good way to monetize.
There's a YouTube channel that I follow, Eons. I think they're a PBS show, but they're also, I think they also have a podcast, and they call them the Eontologists. And so at the end of every episode, they do a shout out to their Eontologists. And I think the top contributor gets to do a joke, and they have to read the joke out. And that's kind of like your perk is like, you know, if you're the top contributor for that episode, then you get to they read your joke out on TV.
That's a great idea. And I've also seen some podcasts, they'll have a membership tier where there can only be 10 members, because what they get is so premium that only 10 members can be part of that sort of thing. So yeah, that's a good shout.
I like that, and I like the idea of doing the premiums as well, because you can have like just as your little entry, super minor, And then here, like this, you get a little bit more, and then a little bit more, you know, and like, yeah, you can just really customize the experience and have different levels of involvement. Because ideally, the people who are contributing the higher tier amounts are probably really close to being, if not already, your clients, right? So you know that you're already, like, if they're already ready, willing to invest that, for example, and the purpose of your show is, say, to sell your services, then you know that they're like, they're already giving money to you for your expertise. So you can, so like, it's just like you can court them more intimately because like you already know that this is just like they're on the path already. Like,
And you can definitely see like how that's a nice kind of customer journey. I don't know if that's the right term, but like you've got tips for those who aren't ready to commit, but once they're ready to commit, maybe it's £2 a month, and after a while they're like, oh, I'm actually enjoying this, I'll go up to £5 a month, £10 a month. And then each time they go up, they love it a bit more because they get an additional perk or additional perks, or they feel like they're more part of the community that you're building.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I know that in 2020 and 2021, memberships were all the thing. And we actually, when we initially launched the Showing Up Solo podcast, the intention was to launch a membership as well and have that kind of subscription thing, with the perks being like live events and additional resources. I don't know about what your experience has been, but I found that the demand for that has definitely lowered in the last 2 years. For like those in-person virtual or well virtual live events and stuff, and like for that monthly membership, but I do think people still want that personalized tailored experience. I just don't know if like I think people are offering like $50 a month memberships or something, and I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? Like, because there's a difference between say having a subscription, like a paid subscription, versus a membership. So
As in, so what would be the difference between a subscription and a membership?
well, I guess that's a good question. A lot of them, like I joined a few memberships when I first started out there. Like I was in a VA membership where, so every month there was a guest expert coming in and doing training. Plus there was a Q&A call with the coach. Plus there was a group community Slack channel. And then there was also any like additional trainings that got added to the program, and there was that one also had job opportunities popping up, so that was a good investment.
So there's like, so with memberships, there's more involvement, sort of.
Yeah,
Is
it's more
that?
hands-on, whereas I feel like the paid subscription to a podcast is still a little like it, I guess in terms of maintenance as the person who runs it, the it's lower maintenance because you just produce, it's still pre-produced content. And then,
I think it all depends on how much time and resource that you've got. Because I'm very conscious that a lot, and I'm guessing we're talking more to independent creators, right? Where maybe they can't dedicate as much time as they want to. I mean, I wish I could dedicate more time for the SEO mindset, and you kind of have to prioritize. So whenever you're thinking of like memberships or subscriptions, don't always think of the hardest route. Think, what have you got right now that you could be like add as part of a subscription or add as part of a membership that is still valuable? It's still mega valuable, and your members, subscribers are going to get a lot from it, but it doesn't actually add too much more onto your plate. So, for example, with your bonus content, maybe when you're recording, not all of your content gets used because it's too long.
For example, if you have like an episode and you have an expert on, maybe you do the episode and then you have your own little, you carry the conversation on, and then that's a, like a, that's a perk,
Bonus.
right? Listen to the whole episode that's maybe 40 minutes long, whereas only 20 minutes gets released, you know,
Exactly.
the public.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not too much more work because you've already got the content. And I suppose it's about sort of being smart with the content and what you can do, and what can you offer. So also, maybe as part of like a subscription or membership, people can suggest topics. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually going to help you, because I don't know about you, but like with the SEO mindset, we're at seven episodes. No, sorry. We're at seven seasons, and each season has 10 episodes. So that's quite a lot of content. That's
yeah.
quite a lot of episodes. And sometimes when me and Tasmin are sitting down to plan the next one, it can be a bit like,
ooh. What do we talk about now? I know, because we've gotten like we're past 50 episodes now, and it's like, okay, I want to make sure like I'm covering everything, and I don't want to assume everyone's listened to all the episodes, but I still want to make sure I'm not repeating myself. And yeah.
So you're actually helping yourself out if you're saying a perk, because your subscribers and members are going to be like, oh, I actually, because if you give them control about topics, then again, they feel like they're more part of the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like, but then you've got to be careful, because another option that I just thought of is, can you organize sort of monthly online meetups? But maybe that's for your premium tier.
Yeah. And I think that's the line as well. Cause I found one of the things we found when we were launching a membership is, in the early days when you don't have that many people signed up yet, then the live events feel a little empty. So it's kind of nice if it doesn't have to be like, if it's more of a subscription where you're delivering content to people, they don't know how empty the room is or how full the room is. You know, they just have that.
Are you ready to supercharge your online community growth? Unlock the secret to crafting irresistible free resources and creating landing pages that captivate your audience. Grab the free lead magnet and landing page template. In this guide, I'll show you how to make your free resource magnetic and your landing page irresistible. Get ready to transform your online presence and watch your community thrive. Head to showingupsolo.com/free to download the template now, and let's embark on this journey together.
I do think we could talk about this for hours, but I do want to be conscious of everybody's time. I think, you know what, you've kind of inspired me. We may even chop up some of this episode and make it a premium.
Okay.
We'll see. You'll know by the time you're listening to it, whether I've done that or not. Just quickly, I want to touch on, I know there's a couple other ways quickly. There's ads, like other people's ads. And then there's also merch, which is another option.
Yeah, merchandise. So that's great, because everyone loves a sticker, especially, or a pin, especially if they love your podcast and they're part of the community, or mugs. merch is always a great thing, because if you're a fan and you're part of something, you want to belong more by having a t-shirt, having a mug, having a pen, having something that makes you feel part of that community. And actually, if you've got merch, you could use that as part of your subscription. Like everyone who signs up to the first tier, you get a pin.
And you get a pin, and then like next year you get a t-shirt or something. And then the other thing is, I was thinking, it's a lot like that buying me a coffee. It's like that one-off contribution, like, oh, maybe I can't afford to pay them all the time, but I can support them by buying their mug or buying a hoodie, you know, and then I know that I'm supporting them, and I also get something in return.
So. So there's affiliate marketing as well. So if you, like, say, for example, our audience is SEO, I could sign up to an affiliate program for a load of tools and put those links in my show notes. And then you get a cut, don't you? Like, say someone signs up and you get like 5-10%. Affiliate marketing has been around for a while and it works. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And actually, again, for listeners, if you're listening, we had a great episode in 2023 on affiliate marketing. From a lawyer on how to do it. So I'll definitely leave a link to the show notes, but you're right. Affiliate marketing is an excellent tool, because it's things you'd be recommending anyway. So.
Yeah. And again, and it links back to, they trust what you're saying. So if you're recommending, I don't know, to sign up for a tool, and you might be able to get like a good affiliate deal where like, podcast listeners get 10% off, or they get an extended trial, let's say. So really work that to your advantage. And then the other way, I just thought of another way that we started to make money, is through live podcasts.
Oh, really? Oh, how do you, oh, you mean like just inviting people to come and watch it or?
Yeah, exactly
Wow.
that concept. So basically, we piggybacked, and I know that we've got to wrap up for time. But twice a year, there's a big conference that happens in Brighton in the UK, where basically thousands of SEO people go. So straight away, that's our audience. So the night before the conference, we do a live podcast. So how we've made money from that is we've actually collaborated. So we've teamed up with another podcast and we have a whole event. So we're in a really lovely setting. People come along, they're watching, but they can also contribute as well because we ask them to ask questions or share their experiences, share their stories. So again, it's about making them feel part of it. And you could technically charge for people to come along to the event, but we keep it for free for now because it's something new that we're doing and we want to, And because it's the day before the conference and with the SEO mindset, and it's all about mental health, we'll pick a topic that's related. Do you know what I mean? So, in the past, we've done dealing with imposter syndrome, we've done managing your energy levels. And it's all related around a conference. And then how we've made money is through sponsorship. Well, I suppose it's sponsorships, but it's sponsors of a live podcast sort of thing. So,
And of course, then you also have the opportunity to, like, people might want to come for networking purposes as well, especially if you host drinks or something afterwards and maybe get the venue to supply that. And you could also, I guess, theoretically, you could say free event or give us $5 and you get to ask a question. And we only have like X number of questions available, you know? So it's like,
Or another cool way, pay what you think. I've heard about these concepts of like restaurants where you have a meal and then you pay what you think that meal is worth. You could do the same, like leave it open. Say, this is a suggested amount, £5, $5, €5, wherever you are in the world, and have a recommended amount. But then those that can spend and pay more, they will. Do you know what I mean? So that's another way. And also with a live podcast, that's three lots of content. You're doing a physical event, you're recording a podcast, so then it's putting onto your feed. And because we collab with another podcast, our name gets like,
Because
do
you're
you know what
both
I mean?
sharing it. Yes. Oh
We're
my
sharing it with
goodness.
this audiences and then we live stream it to YouTube. So
Wow.
that's three lots of ways. And if you're saying that and you're trying to get sponsors for that live event, there's lots of opportunities. Think of all that reach.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a you've got my brain working, definitely. Like I if everyone listening has gone, well, I'm done. I've come away with a ton, but I'm pretty sure my listeners will have loved all of these ideas because I think that is a big block is there's the effort that goes into like producing long form content like podcasts. And it, even though it is valuable as a marketing asset, one of the off-putting things can be how much time and sometimes money if you're not an expert in it and you need to hire someone to help you with it. So knowing that you can get that kind of reimbursed by monetizing it, I think will encourage more people to do it.
100%.
So before I let you go, do you have any final thoughts or key takeaways for the audience? Anything you want them to know before they before we go off?
Don't let the fear stop you from asking whatever idea. So maybe me and Hannah having this conversation has got your little light bulb going. Don't know what that is. That's my light bulb.
Light bulb.
And maybe you're like, oh, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that. And, but then when it actually comes to it, you get this fear of, oh, no, I can't do that. Like, remember, at the end of the day, three things are going to happen. Someone's going to say no. And if someone says no, that's fine. Just move on. They're not going to reply. And don't get in your head. They're not ignoring you. They're not replying because they think it's a rubbish idea. We're all busy. They've probably just not got around to it, or they say yes.
So
Do you know what I
like
mean?
you've
So
got nothing to, you're no worse off than you were. Like you've only got things to gain, right?
just
So
this is going to sound very English, but just bloody well try
it. I love it. Okay, Sarah. So where can people find you if they want to hear more from you? Like where can they find the podcast? Where can they find you online?
everywhere.
Obviously, SEO expert. Just type my name in.
So, that's a good, it's really weird when you Google yourself, isn't it? But anyway, where can you find me? So I'm most active on Twitter and LinkedIn. So my Twitter handle is SarahMCDUK. My friend did point out that that also spells out Sarah McDuck. So fun way of remembering that one. I think I've got a duck emoji in my Twitter handle at the moment.
So. I mean, well, it's memorable.
Sarah McDuck. Duck with a K, not a C-K. Just remember that, folks. Yeah. Sarah McDuck on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you just search Sarah McDowell, SEO, SEO mindset, like just get some keywords in there. Come on, think about SEO. Search for me. So I'm there. The podcast, you can easily find us. So our website is www.theseomindset.co.uk, or just search for us on your preferred podcast playing app, because we're on all of them.
And we're going to obviously leave all the lovely links in the show notes for you, so you don't have to do too much searching. But obviously typing Sarah's name into a search engine will show you just how good she is at her job.
Oh gosh, don't do that, because that's pressure, isn't it?
Well, thank you so much for joining, Sarah. I really appreciate it. I know my listeners will appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have you back on for another show, because you are obviously a limitless resource of amazing podcast knowledge. So thank you so much for joining.
I've had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great, free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.